We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
By the spring of 1779, George Washington had become acutely aware of the devastation of the frontier settlements by Joseph Brant and his group of loyalists and Iroquois, and had decided to put an end to their raids once and for all. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county's Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at the Sullivan Expedition right after this.
America turns 250 years old, and Sullivan County is celebrating all year long. On July 17th through 19th, it's Patriots Weekend at the Minisink Battleground Park, with reenactors, encampments, exhibits, and demonstrations, music, and much more. It all begins Friday afternoon at 3 with a tour of the exhibits and encampments. Then at 4, reenactor Noah Lewis presents a program about Ned Hector, African-American Revolutionary War hero. Saturday includes another program by Noah Lewis at 11 a.m., followed by the reading of the Declaration of Independence, a passionate loyalist response, and a reenactor's skirmish at 1, and the annual commemoration of the Battle of Minisink at 4. Saturday and Sunday also feature guided walking tours of the Minisink Battleground, and Sunday morning offers military drills by the 5th New York Regiment. The Minisink Battleground is located just off the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 58 County Road 168 in Barryville. All events on Patriots Weekend are free and open to the public.
When George Washington made up his mind that the Iroquois nations who had aligned with the British must be dealt with, he turned to one of his most trusted major generals, John Sullivan of New Hampshire. Sullivan had been with Washington at the disastrous Battle of Long Island and had, in fact, been captured by the British then, being freed later in a prisoner exchange. Washington's instructions were clear. The expedition you are appointed to command is to be directed against the hostile tribes of the Six Nations of Indians with their associates and adherents, he wrote to Sullivan. The immediate objects are the total destruction and devastation of their settlements and the capture of as many prisoners of every age and sex as possible. Moreover, Sullivan was instructed to lay waste all the settlements around in the most effectual manner, that the country may not be merely overrun, but destroyed. General Sullivan was very good at carrying out orders, and along with Brigadier General James Clinton, Colonel Daniel Broadhead, and more than 3,000 men, he spent the summer marching through upstate New York, destroying Iroquois settlements. The number of towns destroyed by this army amounted to 40, besides scattering houses. The quantity of corn destroyed, at a moderate computation, must amount to 160,000 bushels, with a vast quantity of vegetables of every kind, Sullivan wrote to Washington afterward. Every creek and river has been traced, and the whole country explored in search of Indian settlements. And I am well persuaded that except for one, there is not a single town left in the country of the Five Nations. Sullivan was much criticized for the destruction he wrought, and he resigned his commission as a result. But the raids on the frontier settlements that had terrorized the citizenry had come to an end. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.